Subject uncertain. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been dating this guy off and on since 2005, and since then, I've gotten married twice. He and I started dating seriously in August of last year, and I moved back in with him, and we got engaged. Well, at least I thought we did, but every time he introduces me to one of his family members, he says, girlfriend. Lately, he has been doing a lot of things that make me wonder. One day, he had a menu from a Mexican restaurant, but there was no food containers. There were no food containers. He said he emptied the trash, and that's what happened to the containers. 3 days later, I was supposed to go to work at 2, but ended up going at 5. I didn't tell him about the change. He texted me at 12:30 and asked if I was still going to work and if my sister was keeping the kids. I said yes. So about 2:30, he showed up at home. His excuse was that he changed his mind and wanted to get some things together to surprise me. When I got home, there was no surprise, and we had a fight about it. So after the fight, I attempted to have makeup sex like we usually do, but he snatched away and rolled over on his stomach so I couldn't touch him. I sent him a message on his phone because he wouldn't talk to me. I needed to make sure he knew how I felt, but his phone didn't ring and I picked it up and saw it was on airplane mode. I woke him up and his excuse was he was mad and didn't want to talk to me. Now my sister texted him at 9:30 p.m. and he responded to her text at 9:50 p.m. Nothing seems to be adding up. He used to buy me things all the time, and now he trips if he has to go to the store for tissue and soap. Can you please tell me what's going on? You already know what's going on. He's not treating you the way you want to be treated, period. So my question to you is, why are you putting up with this? How is it that you don't even know whether or not you're engaged? Did he propose? Was there an engagement ring involved that you're currently wearing? Did you guys set a date? If the answer is yes to all those, then you're engaged. So if he's introducing you as his girlfriend, then maybe none of those things happened, all right? Remind him that you're his fiancé now. But that's really, really, really not your issue, is it? It looks to me that you're wasting your time with a man that doesn't even want sex from you. He turned over when you tried, remember? He won't answer your calls. He won't even talk to you when you're lying right next to him in bed. So stop wondering. Stop being uncertain, as the title of your letter states. Stop allowing him to treat you this way. Just stop altogether with this guy. This relationship, after 7 years of being off and on, has run its course, and it needs to be over. Steve?
I'm a little confused here.
It's confusing.
Because the letter's really not clear. Number one, there's nothing in the letter really concrete that the guy has done wrong. So we are dealing with speculation, but we think we're dealing with more than that. We're probably dealing with your women's intuition. Mm-hmm. That's what we're dealing with. And I tell women all the time, you can't ignore that. You can't act like you can't pay it. You don't have intuition. That's what God gave you, to protect you from us. So your intuition is telling you all this stuff. I got to go along with you to a degree. But let's start right here. He's introducing you as his girlfriend. You know, you move back. See, but hold on. Let me start over. Because you got a lot going on. Yeah. Since 2005. Since 2005, you've gotten married twice. Twice since 2005. You and him started dating in August of last year. That's 2012. So in 7 years, you've been married and divorced twice and living with a guy, and you engaged again. Who are you? You're absolutely phenomenal. I'm been struggling trying to help women find a man, period. You not only find them, you done gotten married twice in 7 years and engaged in living with a guy for the third time. What are you doing to these dudes? What skill set do you have? Jesus. I can only imagine. God, you're incredible.
Steve.
For the love of God, how did you learn to do that? Well, now that you've got that part mastered, Now you got to figure out how to keep a man. And one of your problems is this guy right here is not trying to keep you. He ain't that committed to you. If you say you all are engaged, you got engaged, but he said, see, that's your requirement for everybody. Your requirement, one thing about you, you got to marry me. I want to be married. So guys giving you what you want, but you're not requiring how you're treated. So that's why you done got married, divorced. See, it take a long time to get a divorce. I don't know what you're doing. How you done pulled off two divorces and two marriages and another engagement and living with a guy all in 7 years. I'm sorry. I'm stumped right here. Shirley, what is she doing?
I don't know what she's doing. I don't know, but it's not working with this guy.
It ain't work with the other two.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.